Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Welcome to the special edition of Keep Up with Liz and Kim. We're going to bring you seasons one and seasons two, the best of Ada Restaurant Edition.
We've curated highlights from our past episodes to create this Best of Ada Restaurants episode. It's going to be fun and exciting to experience some of the incredible local dining spots Ada has to offer. We'll be featuring Ada Garage Bar, Gravel Bottom, Nona's, Mirth, and The Lark, giving you a taste of what makes each of these restaurants a must visit.
And first up, we have some exciting insights from Kevin Farrett of Ada Garage Bar. Since opening its doors in November 2021, Ada Garage Bar has been a staple in the community. Located at 518 Ada Drive Southeast. Stay tuned as Kevin shares more about what makes this spot a must visit.
You know, with the downtown garage bar being so iconic, I can truly say I don't think I've ever met anyone from Grand Rapids that doesn't know about the garage bar downtown. And then to bring that energy and that name out to Ada, I think has been phenomenal. But what I don't think a lot of people realize is at your location here, you kept the original house.
Absolutely. So the house was built in 1938, and we just figured that we could build a restaurant around the house and then use the bedrooms for the kitchen and the living room for the bathrooms and the downstairs for dry storage. And, it was crazy because the first month we were open, we were doing, you know, Cheesecake Factory numbers. It was busy. So it kind of, the stress test was there. And so we know that we can do a lot of business out of that little place.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the back private room? Is there like a reason behind the name?
Stan Wyszynski, God bless him, rest in peace. Mary Ann Wyszynski's father. His dream, long-time Ada resident, icon in Grand Rapids. His dream was to have a restaurant in Ada. And him and Mary Ann actually, they saw the site. They were the first ones to identify it. And, he tragically passed away, right before we opened. So we decided to dedicate the actual garage, in the garage, to Stan. So that's affectionately known as Stan's Room. So anytime somebody wants to book a large party, we put them in Stan's Room.
I love that. And we've used that room a few times for the ABA, and it's phenomenal, and it's great to know its history. The other room I love is the dining room that's back behind bar. That's very cool.
That was a breakfast nook of the house, and we didn't know. We knew we wanted to keep it, and then just bought a chandelier on Amazon and said, okay, that's the VIP room now. And then we got the crow's nest upstairs, which is pretty cool. We're working on some different things up there with some of our corporate partners to make that maybe a little fancier.
Yeah, no, it is great.
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Matt Michaels, founder and owner of Gravel Bottom Craft Brewery. Gravel Bottom has been serving up great brews and in a welcoming atmosphere, first by the river and now at 452 Ada Drive for over 10 years. Listen up to hear Matt's story and what makes their craft beer stand out.
Yeah, so you ended up here in Ada, and then you dove into the beer culture. So tell us a little bit about why beer and how you got involved and how you built Gravel Bottom.
Yeah, so why beer is, it comes back to the whole medical school thing. When I met Erica, she was not medical school bound. She was going to be a physical therapist, and we kind of made that decision together, and we knew that as we were making that decision, there was going to be a lot of time where she was going to be studying hard, she was going to be busy, she was working a lot of hours, and I was going to need a hobby. So, and at the time, I was young, 20-something, and beer seemed cool. I had a buddy at a fraternity who had brewed beer once and told me about it, so I was like, well, let's try that out, let's try that hobby. And to tell you the truth, I just thought it was going to be another one of those hobbies, right? You do it for a little while, you have a lot of fun, and then you move on to the next hobby. I do that a lot. But beer really captivated me, and I think that's what's unique about beer is how much there is. It's more than just the beer at the bar with your friends. You know, there's a whole culture and history and science and engineering, and it all comes around to beer. Just really is very fulfilling for me because it touches on a lot of different things and really kept my interest. So just knowing that, you know, beer is the one thing that did bring, you know, if you go way back in time, I mean, you know, those first people brewing beer that really helped bring people together and started the whole idea of, you know, society and planting roots where you could stay in one place. And so if you keep going down the whole history of beer, even to modern medicine and microbiology, that's all really founded around those studies, Louis Pasteur's studies of microbiology, which was spontaneous combustion in beer. So just getting ramped up into all of that, I just found this passion for beer. Because even once I got through all of that, then you start talking about the science of it and what's going on in the beer and the chemical reactions. And right. I got into that. And then beer just became this whole part of something I was interested in deeper. Mm-hmm. And so that's really why beer has just become more than a hobby. It's become my life because I'm just passionate about what it's done and how it brings people together.
Yeah.
Beyond drinking it, you know, honestly.
Now we'll hear from Ron Cook of Nona Sartoria, located in the heart of historic Ada at 584 Ada Drive Southeast. This charming spot brings authentic flavors and a warm, inviting atmosphere to the community. Stay with us as Ron shares his passion for great food and Italian tradition.
All right, so you started this restaurant, and yeah. It took off, and yeah. We are so thrilled that you guys landed here in Ada.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
And so how has living in Europe and all these travels affected your menu at Nona's?
Well, what we try to do is be as European as possible, have as little plastic on the tables or anywhere in the restaurant as possible. And provide customer service that's really above and beyond what what most other restaurants do. I and Gene, we both make a point of going around and talking to customers. We have a huge number of people who know us, and I.
Oh yeah.
I would love to say I know all their names, but I don't. But I learned that from Harry's Bar in Venice. We were living in Milan, and Gene, for my birthday, took us on a train to Venice to Harry's Bar for my birthday for lunch. And we're sitting there in Harry's Bar, and we're two nobodies, basically. And along comes Arrigo Cipriani, who was the owner of Harry's Bar, in an impeccably tailored double-breasted suit. And he came around to every table, and he talked to every customer. And I've never forgotten that. Mm-hmm. So
you haven't even forgotten his name.
No.
Right.
No, I just looked it up recently.
So you may have got his name.
But it still made an impression.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It was, with La Marzocco and the company in Milan, I was entertaining clients all the time from all over the world. And so I just took what... It was, you know, what sank in from restaurants and mm-hmm. and menus, and that's how we started.
Here is a look back at our conversation with Matthew Fuller and Spencer LaFontaine from Mudpenny, located at 496 Ada Drive. Mudpenny opened in Ada in early 2020. From great coffee to incredible food, Mudpenny has been making its mark on the Ada community. Stick around as we revisit their insights and the story behind this beloved spot.
Man, it's been quite the process. I think, honestly, since opening in Ada, we've experienced a lot of our growth. And I think it's because of how tight-knit the community is here. So yes. Word of mouth just spreads like crazy in Ada. both good and bad. Like, yeah. It's like, yeah, yeah. If you do something yeah. wrong, it spreads quickly as yeah. well.
Right.
And so I think, honestly, just the tight-knit community that Ada has been has really accelerated our growth at our other locations. Mm-hmm. We're constantly innovating. We're always looking for new ideas and ways to grow. But, yeah, I mean, I've been at this now since 2012, so almost 12 years of just yeah. steady, consistent mm-hmm. growth. It hasn't been like an overnight success or anything, but every year we're just doing a little bit better than the last year.
And I feel like you guys capture all audiences, too. I joke, I have a 4-year-old niece, and I was like, hey, Tegan, where do you guys want to go for lunch? Mudpenny. And I'm like, really?
Been there all week.
She, you know, orders pancakes and she eats a square of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, but yeah, I mean, she loves it. I love it. My mom loves it. It's just, mm-hmm. it's a restaurant that captures everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that is unlike most restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's been at the heart and soul of what we've tried to do. It's like food and coffee for everybody. We don't want to create an environment that you feel intimidated even ordering off the menu.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And then when we're crafting our menu, I mean, you've seen that we have the heads and the tails section.
Yes.
We have heads, which is, you know, food that's good for the body, and tails, food that's good for the soul. And the whole point of what we try to do with our menu is that we can have people that sit around the table with all different sort of dietary preferences. Maybe somebody that's a vegan, somebody that's maybe more keto in mm-hmm. how they eat, or just enjoys, I don't know, pancakes.
Yeah, whatever, you know, yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
So we intentionally do that mm-hmm. to try to, so that everybody does have a seat at our table.
Most definitely. And I think you're known as a go-to breakfast and brunch place, mm-hmm. But you also have great sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
When you took the Monty off the menu.
It's a terrible idea. Everybody, I'm so sorry for that. That will never happen again.
It was a huge conversation
yes.
in Ada.
It was like one of those moments that yes. everyone was talking about.
Yeah. That specifically yeah. is what I was thinking of yeah. when I said word travels yeah. fast, even the bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Our sales dropped in half the next month. From the Mountie.
Really?
Oh, I believe that. Our yeah. office kept saying, Liz, can you get them to put the Mountie back on? I want
yeah.
the Mountie. And I'm
yeah.
like, I'm not going to go in the back kitchen and make it, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, lesson learned on
yes.
that.
That was, yeah.
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 I will never
yeah.
leave.
Next up, here's a clip from Paul Berglund, owner of Mirth, which opened June 2023 and is located at River Street. Is located on River Street Southeast. Mirth has quickly become a local favorite and offers a great variety of food and drinks like pizza and pasta.
So you really take a fresh seasonal approach to your menu. Do you want to expand on that a little bit about changing the menu to suit the seasons? And
sure. So I've been, I guess, as a chef, working with the seasons for, you know, my whole career. It really started out as a foundational way I evolved as a cook in California. And then I was really passionate about the seasons in Minnesota when I was a chef there. And I just, you know, in my life, I have not been, except for when I grew up, I have not been anchored in a location for more than 7 years. This is probably going to be, you know, a longer stretch, I would imagine. I imagine we're, you know, staying put here in West Michigan. But I always connect with the places that I live through the seasons, and especially through the seasons as they come across in the food. West Michigan is a really dynamic place if you're a food lover. And I think we're still finding our voice as a kind of a still pretty new restaurant in terms of how we express the seasons through the food. But I think we've made a good start to it. Our pizzas, for example, we have a couple of ones that are very familiar to anyone who's ever had pizza before, you know, like a spicy cheese pizza and a pepperoni yeah. pizza. And then we use pizza, wood-fired pizza, to kind of talk about the seasons, whether it's, you know, cabbage right now. We have a cabbage and sausage pizza or during the summer, you know, it's zucchini or peppers. So I've always enjoyed thinking about, you know, food through the perspective of like the micro season that you're in right now. And I think as we evolve as a restaurant, we're just going to be more and more responsive to the food that just starts coming out of the ground.
Last but not least is the Lark, located right next to the Ada Hotel. Lark just recently opened. Now let's take a minute to listen to May Graceffa, owner of the Lark Wine Bar, and talk about all the amazing things they are offering.
So we're going to start out with the wine. We are sourcing our wine from 7 different companies. And, you know, I think sometimes you say, hey, like that might be a little complex to manage. At the same time, we really wanted to bring such a great assortment to the Ada community. And so we really felt like when we did our research on each of the companies and what wines each of them carry, we just couldn't just stick to a couple of them. We really felt like we needed the breadth and the assortment from all of them. And so when we think about the types of wine that we're going to carry something for everybody. We are going to carry European wines. We're going to carry California wines. We're going to throw some Oregon in there. We're going to have some Michigan in there. You know, we really want to make sure that we're giving everybody something that they can really, you know, want to drink. And so whether they want an adventure and try something, you know, that they're not used to, we'll have great people working that can help you with those things and kind of explore different wines. If you like, you know, if you really like, you know, deep reds and you love a great beefy cab, we got cabs for you. And if you're feeling like a little bit of bubbles, we got great bubbles for you too. So we'll have probably about 25 glass pourers, and then we'll have many, many more bottles to choose from. So we'll have a pretty big assortment from a lot of different people.
Are you guys going to do an organic wine?
We are. Actually, woo-hoo! We have about 20%. The old corporate me, of course, I've like dissected all of our wines on, you know, like what the varietals are, you know, what percentage is what. And then, of course, like good, better, best pricing. So we have something for everybody's price point. But natural wines, we have about 22% of the assortment that's going to be in natural wines. And I think they've come a long way. I would say even like 3 to 5 years ago, sometimes you would try a natural wine and you'd be like, whew, that's got the flavor to that, right? Nowadays, there's so many of the natural wines that I've been tasting that I'm like, I wouldn't have even known that was natural unless you told me it was natural. So, you know, they've come a long way. And so we've been really excited to be able to have, you know, close to 1/4 of our assortment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
And what a great career where you get to taste wine.
It doesn't suck, that's for sure.
Will you be offering wine flights if people want to try different types, or is that something?
So maybe down the road we will. I think right now to launch, we're not offering them. But at the same time, if somebody wants to try a taste of something, we're for sure going to be open on that. Like, you know, hey, we think that you might like something like this. Would you like a try of that? We're definitely going to be doing that. Probably a lot.
And buy the bottle, right?
Like, of course. So we have a side. So we are a wine bar, but we also have the side of the location that's also bottle sales. So we'll be selling bottled wine. We also will be selling a couple of our favorite things that are local to Grand Rapids area that we love and we wanted to bring to Ada.
Now, thanks for listening. Try to keep up.